Towards the end of the war, Sir Arthur, you managed to escape from a Japanese prisoner of war camp.
Yes, that's right. On a trawler bound for KL.
Though the trawler never, in fact, reached Kuala Lumpur, did it?
No, never made it. No, the Sargasso Sea reared its ugly head and we became calmed. And after a few days, we were weak from lack of food, and we decided the only thing to do was for one of us to be killed and eaten by the others.
How did you decide who to kill?
What?
Did you draw lots? Did you draw lots?
Lots? Oh, yes, I drew a great deal. I still do. Not particularly good at it, but it's relaxing. More of a hobby than anything else.
No, I meant to...
Just little sketches, little things like that.
But in the situation on the trawler, when you had to kill these men, did you draw lots?
Yes, I've just said. I drew all the time.
No, I mean, did you draw straws?
No, I've never drawn a straw. Very easy to draw, I suppose, you come to think of it, but not very attractive. And quite honestly, when you're sitting around on the point of murdering a fellow passenger, I don't think it would have been really tactful to do that. Besides, I can't really see the point in producing a drawing of a straw, however lifelike. Can't see it selling very well. I mean, it's hardly a gypsy woman of the tear, is it? Andy Warhol might have exhibited a straw, in a can of Coke. I don't know, but he might have done that.
Sir Arthur, how did you decide which man to kill?
Well, not by sitting around doodling, I can tell you that. I mean... Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Well, a group of us got together in the stern and decided to gang up on Davidson. And one of us, Pickering, I think it was, said he'd prefer it to be done fairly.
Done fairly?
Yes, Jimmy done fairly. He was the quartermaster, great buddies with Penrose.
That would be Chief Petty Officer Penrose.
Yes, Jimmy Dunfairly and Chalky Penrose.
How were the men killed, incidentally?
Oh, they weren't. No. Now, at the last minute, it was decided that rather than one of us being discussed and then eaten, why didn't we all chip in a toe? Well, I, for one, was tremendously relieved at that idea.
Yes, I can imagine.
You see, because the street weavings, for some genetic reasons, have been blessed with 14 toes, so obviously a couple missing here or there doesn't make a blind bit of difference. It probably saved me a fortune in later years, not having to have it done cosmetically on the national health. So it's really a heaven-sent opportunity to get rid of some toes and have a jolly nice meal into the bargain.
How were they cooked, the toes?
Well, we tried with the idea of kebabbing them, but eventually we settled on a stew, sort of cassoulet. Seemed to be the best way because, aesthetically speaking, a load of toes on a stick is enough to put you off your food.
It was discovered later, wasn't it, by Penrose, I think, who went to your locker, that you'd been eating sandwiches that you'd kept for yourself.
Yes, I kept a whole stock of food in my locker. Penrose was furious, but luckily I was a lot quicker than him, because he didn't have enough toes to balance properly, and he could scarcely move, poor sod. So I trapped him and ate as much of him as I could on the spot, and then made the rest of him into sandwiches, which I put back in the locker. Let me say right away, I'm not in favour of cannibalism. I've got nothing against it, mind you. I just take no position on cannibalism. But when you're stuck in the Sargasso Sea with nothing to eat apart from a cupboard full of food, the mind plays strange tricks.
When you got back to England, did you ever see any of these people again?
Yes, I saw Fairley at the Inn on the Park at a convention for petty officers.
Did he say anything to you at that time?
No, I asked about his foot, and I thought he looked at me in a rather stony way.
Have you never worried that one of the men from your past might catch up with you?
The man who has no enemies has no friends. That's always been my view.
But you have no friends either, do you?
I don't mix easily. I don't know. It's a streeb-greebling tray. Combination of shyness and violence, which makes it difficult for us to form lasting attachments.
Sir Arthur, the gift you've chosen tonight is 6 geese a-laying. Now, why that?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely starving.
Thank you, Sir Arthur.
Oh, thank you. I've got some good cheese here, if you fancy it.